So, Jenya, what was that moment, or what was your realization when mm-hmm. you first found out that you no longer got summer vacation?
I guess it's when when I got a full-time job after school and was like, well, I guess this is over.
Right.
Because, I mean, you take it for granted when you're mm-hmm. a kid. You go to school and you're like, oh, I got to be there 8 to 3 and come home and do homework. And then, you know.
What was you for?
I know. And your whole day is done by like 3:30. You're like, oh, that's horrible, yeah. right? And then you have like, back then, I think we had a longer summer break than kids do now. So mm-hmm. I'll give them some creds. They don't have as long as we used to, but it felt like.
Yeah, but they don't know the difference.
Yeah,
they've never known anything different.
Well, you know, it felt like you had forever off and you're like, oh, I'm going to sleep in. I'm not going to do anything. Stay up all night. Watch pay-per-view movies. Eat ice cream. Go to the beach.
You had that kind of money. Pay-per-view movies.
Pay-per-view movies. Well, I mean, or go to a Blockbuster.
Yeah.
I would be excited to go to like vacation Bible school,
yep.
hang out with my cousins, sleepovers. That was always so fun. Just randomly going to the park and stuff. And then as you get older, summer, unless you go with your family somewhere, ends up being kind of just sleep in, you know, and not do homework.
Yeah.
And then as you go through college and have jobs and all, it's like, well,
yep.
What are we going to do? Go to work? All right.
See, I worked through high school mm-hmm. during the summer. Like, I had a job in a restaurant, and then I got somebody suggested that I work on a golf course because he hires high school and college kids in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Most people started their summer with like a week off. I finished school on this day. The following Monday, I was at work.
Oh, you didn't get to enjoy it?
Nope. We worked 6:30 to 2:30.
But you're an early bird. Have you always mm-hmm. been an early bird?
Yes.
So it really isn't a bother to you, but other people would be like, oh, 6:30.
Yeah, well, people gave me a lot of grief. They were like, you're not going to senior week? I'm like, no.
No to what?
I made more in the first week than they spent at senior
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I didn't do a senior week either. I was just kind of like, okay. I mean, it's fine if that's what you want to do, but I was like in a crowded bunch of hotel rooms with people I just graduated with, and I only had like, I'm a proponent of quality versus quantity. So mm-hmm. I have a small circle,
yep.
but it's a tight-knit circle of friends versus like 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. You know, I have acquaintances and I have people we're polite with and everything, but I didn't want to go do a senior week and everything.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah. So summer vacations, did y'all rock those out? I mean, do you have any like special memories of anything? Or I guess it doesn't have to be summer either. It's a good tie-in because that's when a lot of people take off.
It's the most common for this time of year.
Right, because people have that capability with the kids being off and the weather is nice and shorts and sandals and beach and stuff. So
well, and in our area, a lot of times, some of the bigger facilities in terms of industrial facilities set aside a week.
Yeah, shut down.
Shutdowns. I know you guys mm-hmm. deal with that pretty regularly.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't an every summer thing,
mm-hmm.
But I also lived in a neighborhood with a ton of kids. So
we were
all growing up
stuff.
Together. So there's always stuff to do.
Yeah.
And then we weren't an every summer kind of family. As a kid, we went to Disney World when I was in like fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
That was legit.
That was top notch.
Oh.
That's probably like on your like top tier of like favorite vacays.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, you get to see the mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Our issue was we drove it. Oh, yeah.
That's a long
ride. I was fourth grade.
And
my
that
sister
was
first grade.
Oh, and that was before, like, the cars have, you know, Bluetooth and television and
Well, there were no devices.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It's just a ride on there.
Yep.
Let's stop and use the bathroom and eat.
We always had a, mom always found an activity book. She's a teacher, so she's connected
course,
with all
yeah.
that kind
of
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we got, like, Scholastic activity books that kind of prepped us for the next grade, like a box set of materials. But it was spun out in a fun way. Where you mm-hmm. could enjoy it and
cool.
be ready and at the same time. And
trick you into learning.
Right. Well, she's a teacher. She's got to do something.
Yeah.
But for us, she always also found a travel atlas for kids. So we went through on that trip and then several subsequent trips. We went through the map of the U.S. and when we passed a car from a certain state, we made a check mark.
Oh, that's
in
cool.
that state to try to see how many we could get rid of. And it's funny, you see as you travel how much further away some of them get, and you're like, oh, wow, I can't believe I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe I saw Vermont played in South Carolina.
Do you
still
have any of those? Does she still have any of those?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Hmm.
They weren't in my scrapbook. And I've got that from her a couple of months ago.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. I mean, you know, just having that time. And I know one of our mutual friends said that the best part of vacations, and they would like to almost like take long vacations and get in the car and travel to and from and different states and different destinations. But the best part of it, honestly, was that togetherness, because you really don't get that, you know, when you're working and school and all that other stuff. So some of my my favorite memories are funny.
Yes.
We kind of were the same.
We've talked about these a couple.
We were the same kind of thing. In our house, me growing up, I have two older brothers. They're my half-brothers. And then it's me, and then it's my sister. And my dad was the breadwinner of the family, working at Goodyear, and he also had a side business where he would, you know, do home maintenance for people and everything. My dad is, like, so smart and can tile your bathroom, fix your plumbing, do the electrical work, I mean, everything. So
and build tires.
And build tires. Play baseball with me in the backyard. I mean, honestly, if there was sainthood stamp anywhere, it'd be on his forehead. I mean, honestly. So he was the primary breadwinner. So we knew that, like, shutdown week with Goodyear, we'd go on vacation, maybe every other year, ever so often, depending if it was strike year. If it was strike year, we didn't do diddly, because
strike year,
solidarity. We ate hot dogs for a long time. strike years. So we went to Myrtle Beach one year, and my dad, I'm gonna say it, my dad's an attractive man, and my mom, I think I was like 5 or 6, and my mom, I vividly remember, bought him a Speedo, and it's like
what?
A 1990 special, like purple and teal, like the Charlotte Hornets colors.
Oh, your poor father.
So somehow she convinced him to wear said Speedo on the beach, and she was like, no one's going to see you. We're at Myrtle Beach. No one's going to see. Well, as we all know now, everybody goes to Myrtle Beach. But somehow dad got duped into it. So he's like, you know, embarrassed because it's completely different than swim trunks.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, coming down from the sand, hey, David, David. And my dad's like, whoo, cover up like a cartoon character. And I remember that to this day. Like, my poor dad, my mom has roped him into so much stuff. But I mean, it was like,
she would never be forgiven. I'm not a grudgy person, but she would never be
forgiven.
That's
one of those, like the family stories. Remember that time? You know, you're like, and we're like, oh, we all remember. I could forget, like, my first day of kindergarten, but I'll never forget that one.
Right.
And then there was one where my cousin, we went with them, and they were from Maryland. It was my birthday, and we went to Chuck E. Cheese down in Myrtle Beach, and my cousin had to tell Mr. Cheese, as he called him,
Mr. Cheese,
how delicious the pizza was. And that was the running joke. So even to this day, if I go to Chuck E. Cheese, I have to say it with a lisp.
mean.
Mr. Cheese, this is the best pizza I've ever had. I mean, it was like, that was just what he said. So yeah. that was a fun family vacation. I remember a lot of that.
We took, and again, this is going to come back so harshly on my mom, and I don't mean that at all. I loved every minute of these trips.
So sorry.
Yeah. A lot of ours were educational.
Mm-hmm.
Again, teacher. So instead of just going to the beach all the time, my family is also a fan of changing it up.
Mm-hmm.
We do that a lot. I mean, we play a lot of the same games, but we always change the venue. We always switch, you know, everybody rotates, that kind of stuff. So we do all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Pennsylvania one year.
Oh, cool.
We went to the Amish country.
Really?
Which was fantastic.
Did you churn some butter?
No.
You didn't churn
butter? No. Let's
Josh.
Calm down. Let's calm down.
They call me Ishmael.
But I mean, it's one of those things where you don't think you're going to genuinely enjoy it as much as you did. And it was fantastic.
Well, you probably learned a lot, and you got to see. It's like seeing a whole another culture.
Yep.
And a nice, simple way of living, but hardworking way of living.
We fuss about scooters around here and how poorly driven they are. Horse and buggy up there. Totally legit. License plates and everything.
Wow.
License plates with a little orange triangle on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Those guys get full credibility. They get full roadway. It's amazing.
Wow. That's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But it was a lot of fun. It was super nice. We went to a Renaissance festival while we were up there because they're big for that up there. So, we really spun it all together. Huh?
Y'all dress up?
Let's calm down.
You didn't dress up for a Renaissance festival?
I was like 10, 12.
Oh, come on. You could have wore a peasant top.
No, I don't even.
Eat a big turkey leg.
Now that.
I need some more.
Don't hate. There's turkey legs consumed. No
I need
worries
some more
there.
Mead, wench.
Well, backtracking a little, the year we went to Disney, we went over Thanksgiving. We were in the park Thanksgiving Day.
Uh-huh. That's pretty cool. Turkey?
They had turkey leg vendors all throughout the place. And this isn't the turkey leg with the liquid smoke on it like you'd get at the fair. No.
This is legit.
These were cooking over wood. There were small smoke stands going all around the place. Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh, gobble gobble.
Oh, God.
That sounds good.
But yeah, oh yeah, we did that kind of stuff. We went to D.C. one year, which was fantastic.
D.C. is cool. We got to go last year. We went to Jellystone up in Luray, and then my husband and I were like, let's spend the day in D.C. one day.
Yeah.
And we just drove, I think it was like an hour and a half up to D.C., but traffic, oh my gosh.
3 hours.
But then, well, we didn't technically drive into D.C. We went to Alexandria and then got on the, you know, underground, like, you know.
The Metro.
The Metro, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was
a personal
cool.
favorite method of transit for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome because you just go underground and get in it and go. And I mean,
you
it's
walk.
Like, foof, 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 foof.
Yep.
So we got to see the White House and got to see the Lincoln Memorial. And it was just really cool. And Jaren fell asleep, but that was funny because I said, let's take a stroller, an umbrella stroller for our son, who at the time was 3. No, he's fine. No, he's fine. I'll hold him. I'll carry him. Okay. Okay. So as he fell asleep in the picture of him in front of the White House, like, there's the president, everything. Jaren's passed out. Well, my husband said he'd carry him, carried him the whole time. Sweat all down the right side of his body. I mean, because my son is like a little incubator. He will sweat, and he was sweating. I was like, that umbrella stroller would have been great.
Working out.
And then on my Fitbit, I think I got like 20,000 steps that day.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's a lot of walking. But it's enjoyable walking because you get to sightsee, and it's a historic town.
I've been to D.C. a bunch. I mean, I got a buddy that used to live up there. We had his bachelor party up there. So, I mean, I was in D.C. I always took time before. I took a day. I left early. The party wasn't until, like, Saturday. And they were like, oh, yeah, people will be in Friday evening, da-da-da. I rolled out Friday morning, like, 9 o'clock. Drove up. He lived at the end of the Orange Line. Orange Line runs right by the Smithsonian Complex. So I rolled right up there.
Smithsonian's awesome.
I walked through three different ones. I mean, just, I love D.C. The traffic you can keep, but that's the same in every big city.
Yeah, I mean, it's a give or take. Do you want to do stuff or moan about the traffic?
Yeah. So my next question to go along with that is, are you more of a beach person or an everything else person? Because I find most people are either beach
one
people
or, the other?
Or anywhere but the beach.
So this year we're going to go to the beach, but last year we did more of a woodsy campsite kind of thing where we stayed in a cabin and we had a smoke ring and everything, or fire ring rather, and did marshmallows and stuff, and that was just really cool. I like to switch it up a little bit. Now, the reason we're going to the beach this year is we recently got a camper and we're going to be able to use it. So that'll kind of like give us the mobility to go anywhere. Like, I'd like to, you know, my husband is a huge NASCAR fan. It'd be cool to go up to a track, you know, we love Martinsville and everything. Maybe even do some camping at Martinsville Speedway.
Oh,
we're not
that would
far.
Be cool.
That would be really fun. And or go like to Richmond or you know, Darlington or something like that. So I think we have the capability now, knock on wood, everything works fine on the camper, to go to different places. I'm good with either or, actually. The reason we're going to the beach this year is because Jaren actually requested to go to the beach.
There
and that's
go.
Cool. He's at the age now where he can kind of understand, and we were watching something and it was a show or something, and they were talking about going to the beach, and he was like, I want to go to the beach and build sandcastles. I was like, you got it, bud.
Yeah.
Go on with it. So pretty excited because he hasn't been to the beach since he was 2. So we went when he was like 1, and then we went when he's 2. We did the whole cabin thing. So we've switched it up a little bit. We've done staycations before where I just take a week off and maybe head to Asheboro to the zoo.
Right, do day trips. I love day trips.
Yeah, go to like, you know, Raleigh to hang out in the streets of South Point, or hang out in town, or go
well,
and actually
get... Well, but I'm talking travel.
Yeah, I'm good either way. I'm really... The beach to me, it's relaxing because it is so far away. I just love the sound of the ocean and everything. But I like to do stuff at the beach. I don't just want to be like, well, I'm sitting on the beach all day. I'll do one day like that. But for the most part, I go in the morning. I, you know, enjoy a little bit of time on the beach. Go inside, shower, have lunch. I'm cool with eating a ham and cheese sandwich. That is not above me. I ain't got to go out every night. But I'm wanting some crab legs at night.
Oh.
Like, when I come back from the beach, I'm going to be like, I don't want to see seafood for a while because that's what I'm eating the whole time I'm there.
Right. And see, my wife doesn't like seafood. So that's a bit of a burden for me that we're having to work around. But no worries.
Yeah.
We just went to the beach recently.
Right.
It was fun. We had a good time. I'm good about a half day on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, I don't need to see another grain of sand the rest of my trip.
Right.
I want to do other things. I want to see other things.
I want to play putt-putt. I want to, you know.
Mini golf junkie.
Yeah, I want to go and have like frozen custard. I want to enjoy things, luxuries and stuff that I don't really necessarily have to. Now, we do have Tiny Town back, so that's awesome. So you can do that.
Looking forward to that.
If I'm going to go somewhere, I want to do something that I can't do at home because
exactly.
I can do at home. That's like, not to say if they were like, oh, well, we're going to eat at such and such restaurant. I'm like, well, we have one of those at home. Let's go eat at this local place that
Thank
has.
Thank you, Yelp app.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, we're huge proponents of that.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, like, the most rustic dive bars are the best places to eat because it's the locals hang out there and stuff.
Doc
and
Taylor's Virginia Beach. Swear by it. Best breakfast spot in town.
Breakfast. That is his recommendation. If you're listening, he would love a gift certificate.
Well, if we're doing that, hey, Waterman's Grill, hook a brother up.
Ding, 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 ding.
No, I didn't think I really worried about where I was going. It doesn't have to be theme parks because I'm not a roller coaster guy. I'm not a big fan of
heights. I do love a theme park. I love Busch Gardens and King's Dominion. So much fun. Busch Gardens. Ugh.
I'm more of a water park guy by preference. At least then I'm enclosed in a tube and I don't have to see how high I am.
Now, see, that freaks me out a little bit because I have a smidge.
No.
I could have a smidge of the claustrophobia. I went to a local water park not long ago. Well, it was pretty long ago because my niece was like 3 or 4 and now she's like 15. Okay, so that's how long it's been. And I went on one of the tall ones, and I'm like, all right. I could have swore I was going to have a panic attack because it's enclosed, and somehow my body flipped over, so I was butt up as I get out. So I was that person.
Last time I was there, I did too.
I was
I'm that guy because of my background, and I realized that I worked in industrial supply for a really, really, really long time. I'm looking at how it's built. Da, da, da. I'm looking at it as I'm getting here going, is this going to fall? So I go down the slide, and the whole way I'm going, all right, I'm leaning left, leaning left, leaning left. So just so I can make the most of my ride. Miss the right turn at the bottom, lean left, bloop, up and over. I finished that ride butt up.
Yeah.
Like, I finish it face down. Like, I'm in the trough where the water is higher, face down. I was like, whoa, bloop, bloop.
Right. I was just like, oh, my gosh.
It was amazing.
So I was like, nope. I will do, like, the things that are, like, the fishbowl because it's open, but the closed tube, sayonara. No, thank you.
Bring it on.
But I would do, like, Apollo's Chariot or the Griffin or the Loch Ness Monster, just to name drop a few at Busch Gardens all day long.
I hate heights so much. I've been on one roller coaster, and that was the last one I'll ever be on.
Griffin is the best. Oh, my gosh. Until you see that someone before you got sick, and they have to clean it and then run it through, and you're like, did y'all eat before we did this? After. No, put that chili dog down. This will not end well.
Yeah. So I'm a water park or attractional kind of person. I also love going to the mountains. I'm very fortunate. My wife's grandparents have a log home up there. There is nothing better than being up there for two reasons. One, at night, we're talking 80 to 85 during the day, during the heat of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And like 60 at night or
so
less, 60 or less at night. So I'm wearing shorts all day and I carry a light jacket if I need it. Also at that elevation, no bugs. Not the first one.
So you're not like sitting there slapping mosquitoes the whole
You're not covered in off or whatever bug repellent you choose to use. There's none of that. It's just you kick back, relax. It's quiet. You can do fires year round at night.
That's cool.
I love to make fires. My family chipped in, got me a fire pit for Christmas a couple of years ago. Love it. Anytime. Now, I don't get to do it as much here because it's got to be right in that right window and you only have really a couple of weeks and then it's unbelievably hot or unbelievably cold.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas there, it's cool every night. And in the winter, we've never been in the winter. I want to go in the winter because you can get 6 or 8 inches of snow every day.
That'd be cool.
And if you're stocked up, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Just sit there and watch the snowfall.
Watch
that would
it
be
snow,
awesome.
Play cards, play board games. I'm old school like that, so I'm more than content. I'll sit there and read next to the fire with snow falling outside. That, to me,
I want it to look
is
like
my perfect
postcard.
Place.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Christmas postcard. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I lean more towards that. Now, I like theme parks. I'm a Disney guy through and through.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go all the time because it's way too expensive. But we went there as a kid. I went there through my old work trips. We had an employee show. And they said, if you guys want to stay the extra day, a little bonus, they'd cover the hotel for the day.
Don't have
Disney
to
it is, boys and girls.
Yeah.
They run shuttles to and from the parks all day long. And I'm like, yes, please. I'll spend a day at whatever park I chose. We went there for our honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it on. I would not trade the Disney experience for anything. I don't care how busy it is. They make it possible for you to do things quicker. You do not have to wait for 2 or 3 hours like you're doing at some of these other parks if you plan your day right. There's no reason that you have to worry about those things. Yes, it's busy. Yes, it's crowded. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not a big fan of large groups.
So what? It's Disney.
It's Disney. You are at a place that is a walking distraction. You're not worried about standing next to the sweaty guy in front of you because Disney's fully immersive. Everything around you is, I always swear by this, they always put so many things in front of you. Like there's one race, there's one thing in particular where you're in a race car. And to the lead up, I mean, it could be an hour and a half wait. Now, granted, I wouldn't wait that long. I'm more than okay to circle the park and come back and catch that right moment. But there are more than enough opportunities as you go from stage to stage, as they send people through the building, they keep you involved. It's interactive. So you're in the stock race car, your basic race car. But when you get there, you get to build your own. You get to customize your own. Now, granted, it's more for the kids, but I was there with a couple of my buddies. I was there with my wife. It's a competition now. It's not just to look cool. Now it's a competition. I want to be better than you. I want I want to have a car that's better than yours. So you can get as involved or uninvolved as you really want to. So and they do that with everything. All of their rides have immersive things to be distracted so you don't feel like you're in a ride, or as opposed to just staring at a concrete sidewalk, looking at when you're going to get to the tower.
Right.
So I mean, that to me sets it apart.
Right.
And that's the kind of trip that I'd want to be on.
Well, there you go. Now I need to go book some flights to Disney. It sounds like they do have a campground. I have looked into that.
Yes, they have. It's a long drive to a
camper.
With
a camper,
though.
Yeah.
Ooh, 95. Enjoy. But it'll be fun. I mean, if you guys ever get the chance, please.
I think we'll wait just a little bit so Jaren can have the memories and be able to walk on his own, because those. Maybe in the next year or so. I think that'd be fun. That'd be a nice adventure. So share with us your favorite summer vacations or just all-around year vacations, or you have some recommendations of campgrounds or theme parks or beaches or something that we're unaware of. Shoot us an email.
Definitely.
Go to our website. Check it out. Get in contact with us. You'll find us some way, somehow, WAKG.com.